Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's time to bale hay, and there's no faster way to get it out of the field than with GoBob's patented Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Half the trips, half the fuel, half the time is required. Each Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Spear is precision built with heavy 3/8 inch wall square tubing and a powder coated finish to last 4 years. With a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear, there's no slowing down when picking up bales or setting them out for feeding. No more damage to netting or twine sliding from one bale while trying to pick up another. For a limited time, every Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear comes with a famous GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder at no cost. That's a $700 bonus when you buy a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. That means for a limited time, you get a free GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder with your Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Better hurry, call GoBob Pipe and Steel today or go online to GoBobPipe.com. That's GoBobPipe.com.
Live cattle and feeder cattle futures did seem to find some solid ground today. Feeder cattle futures across the board up $1 to $1.20, with August at 112 higher at 148.20. Live cattle generally higher in everything but the front month. June were down 65 at 121.85, but August and on back were in the mid-70s higher here. Looks like box beef at midday today was slightly higher. It's 249.87 on choice, 86 lower on select. The choice select spread's $30.20. Quite a disappointing week this week for the cash trade. It looks like the low end's going to be somewhere around 127, and the high end somewhere around 133, which occurred early in the week. But they really smashed the sell button here on the futures after that news that the live cattle cash trade was so much weaker. There still haven't been any deliveries against the June, which is kind of bizarre, the fact that it sold off as much as it has, despite any deliveries. The oldest long positions all the way back in July of 2016. Technically speaking, we're back to the moving average. August futures are right at the 50-day moving average, actually a little bit below it. On the feeder cattle, August, just a little bit below it as well. So there are some technical breakdowns here in terms of the charts.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market a little higher today, led by the Chicago wheat. It was up 10 to 13 cents. Soybeans were 5 to 7 higher, and then corn 4 to 7 higher. Kansas City wheat was up 7 to 8 cents. Cotton futures continue their slide. Now down again today. December went as low as 68.58. It looks like the last is going to be somewhere around 69 or 69.20. But they've sold off 4 cents in the last 4 trading days on the cotton. Extremely disappointing there. The last time they were at these levels were back in December. The low is in the mid-68 levels. Of course, the all-time low for that December contract is around 60 or 59 cents, set back in March or so of 2016. So over a year ago, but they have been hit really hard here. Some of it's due to long liquidation. You have these hedge funds that are long. Of course, all the extra acres going to cotton this year has really weighed on it. The other grains, corn and beans specifically, are having some concerns over dry weather, and where it is getting rain, it has been spotty up to this point. So trend line yields and expected yields are going down as the dryness progresses in other areas. Yesterday's drought monitor showed even more than the previous week in terms of drought, so that is a cause of concern going into the hardest part of the year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.